For nearly 3 years, Egyptians have fought for democracy and the way of life they hoped would come with it. But the transition has been tumultuous, with pitfalls, disappointment, and death. Well, today, many are ready for a return to the pre-revolution status quo, a strong man in power who can guide Egypt back to stability. NPR's Leila Fadel sent this report.
At the Cacao Lounge in central Cairo, teenage girls sample chocolates. They bear the face of Egyptian military chief General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Sisi in sunglasses, Sisi saluting, Sisi's face in ornate chocolate frames. Sisi became a hero in the eyes of many Egyptians on July 3rd, the day he answered a call from millions of people protesting Mohamed Morsi's rule. On that day, Sisi led the military coup that ousted Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood leader who'd become Egypt's first freely elected president just a year earlier. In a speech later that month, Sisi declared, "If you cannot find a way as a ruler to counteract your opposition, then leave the throne." Until then, the general was a largely unknown figure who'd been promoted to military chief by Morsi himself. Since the coup, Morsi's followers have been hounded. More than 1,000 have been killed in clashes with security forces, and thousands more are detained. But much of the country seems willing to gloss over the bloodshed and move on to what they hope will be stability. The reason, many Egyptians say, is Sisi. Bahira Galal is the owner of the chocolate shop. She says if Sisi runs for president, she'll say yes, yes, yes. And she's not alone. Analysts say the biggest question going forward for most Egyptians isn't what will be in the constitution. The question is whether Sisi will be on the presidential ballot. So far, the general has been coy, but his supporters haven't. Groups are popping up left and right calling for Sisi to run when the election is held sometime next year. One of those groups is Umm Dunya, Mother of the World, a phrase Egyptians and Sisi famously used to describe their country. At the offices of a liberal political party, Mamdouh Nahas, the coordinator of the group, explains why Sisi must be president. He's the man of the moment, Nahas says. He hears the people's pleas. In this crowd, Sisi can do no wrong. He understands how everything works, they say. It is the army that paves the roads, pumps the water, the army that will save Egypt. Maha Sharif, another Sisi cheerleader, says laws and the constitution can be changed later. But the most important thing is the president. The president, she says, will give us sovereignty and stability. That sentiment is widespread here, and criticizing the military has once again become a red line. Bassem Youssef, a popular TV satirist, was lambasted just for making fun of hysterical Sisi supporters. He was taken off the air by his channel the next week. But some Egyptians are trying to remind the public that under military rule, there were also abuses, some of which continue. A small group of protesters rallied recently outside the building where the drafters of the constitution were meeting. They want the new constitution to include a ban on military trials for civilians. Among these protesters, revolutionary singer Rami Issam says he came to remind people that if the military leadership returns to power, so will its dirty policies.
I can't act like I'm not happy that the Muslim Brotherhood and Morsi are gone. But at the same time, I want people to understand that the army is just as bad.
But Issam's thirst for reform is in the minority. Nathan Brown is a professor of political science and international affairs at George Washington University.
It seems to be that the fundamental structures of Egyptian political life in the Egyptian state, the ones that Egyptians thought so much needed reform back in 2011, seem to be reasserting themselves, reasserting control.
Brown says that the debate around the Constitution has been secretive and rushed. People don't really know what's in the document, and they're scheduled to vote on it next month.
Sisi represents order and competence and not much else because he has very little political record.
And if Sisi decides to run, Egyptians who overwhelmingly support the army will likely say yes. And that, Brown says, means the new Egypt will look a lot like the old Egypt. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.